You're listening to SBS News.
Pink river dolphins in the Brazilian Amazon are among the animals whose numbers are depleting. That's according to a new report from scientists at the Zoological Society of London and the World Wildlife Fund. The Living Planet report is supposed to act as an early warning indicator on the health of nature, and this year's edition analysed almost 32,000 species populations. It says the number of freshwater populations monitored by scientists decreased by an average of 83%. The aim is to identify areas for conservation by highlighting the most threatened populations like whale sharks, tiger sharks, and the European sturgeon. The biennial report highlights 10 high-priority areas. They include the Himalayas, Southeast Asia, the east coast of Australia, the dry forest of Madagascar, the Albertine Rift and Eastern Arc Mountains of East Africa, as well as Guinean forests of West Africa. In South America, threatened areas include the Atlantic Forest, the Amazon Basin and the Northern Andes into Panama. Scientist Dr. Rebecca Shaw says Living Planet is the most comprehensive analysis of how animals in the wild are responding to the pressures of human habitation, like deforestation for agriculture or pollution.
The frequency at which they're monitored is different for the different populations since we rely on partners for collecting the data. But there are 32,000 populations globally and over 5,000 species that are monitored. So it's quite robust in terms of the number of species and the number of populations.
Living Planet is a snapshot of nature over the past 50 years. Professor John Levitt, who's chair in the Department of Global Challenges at the University of Leeds, says it provides good reason for concern.
These are big numbers. I mean, the report says there is a 69% drop in monitored vertebrate wildlife populations, and some of those vertebrates are dropping even more. Monitored freshwater populations drop by an average of 83%. You know, these are huge numbers. And yes, we really ought to be concerned.
Dr. Shaw says she believes the changes in freshwater populations is alarming.
70% of all the freshwater on the planet is used for producing food. And when you take that much water out of those systems, it dries them up and you lose those populations. And so some of the species we're seeing decline fastest are, say, the European sturgeon and also the pink freshwater dolphin in the Amazon. It really, really hard hit.
According to Dr. Shaw, food production is one of the main causes for the loss of biodiversity. She says the amount we waste shows we are producing too much and paying too little attention to the impact we're having on our environment.
We are deforesting the planet at a rapid rate to produce more and more food, even though 40% of all food produced is actually wasted. So a lot of that inefficiency has an impact on the natural environment, and therefore these species are suffering. One of the things that we can do, actually, is to be more conscious about the kinds of food we're eating, where that food's coming from, if it's coming from a place where there's high deforestation rates or not, and make different choices.
Lovett says the drop in animal populations are a barometer of wider problems besetting the environment.
What these vertebrate losses indicate, it's like a canary in the coal mine, in that if an area of natural habitat like the Amazon rainforest reduces in extent, where you're seeing these massive vertebrate losses, then what that is indicating is that ecosystem is starting to lose its functionality. And if the Amazonas functionality goes, well, Brazil's already seen, for example, changes in rainfall regimes, droughts in Sao Paulo, for example.
The news is not all negative and gloomy. According to Dr. Shaw, reforestation and conservation programs are paying dividends. She says a reversal in the downward trend of some species shows that humans can repair the problems they've created for some animal populations.
When you have populations of species, particularly ones that are near and dear to people's hearts crashing, people step up to do things about it. So you have the mountain gorillas in Rwanda and Congo, and those communities really benefit from the tourism. They've expanded the amount of land that those gorillas have to live and to roam.
The number of mountain gorillas in Rwanda, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda has increased from 480 to 604 since 2010. Dr. Shaw says another success is the program to save loggerhead turtles in Cyprus.
In Cyprus, we have an increase in loggerhead turtles because people are protecting the loggerhead turtle nests. They're relocating those nests, making sure that foxes can't get to them. So where communities care, different big things are happening. And so one of the big hopes moving forward is that we have more action across the globe to protect the species of the planet.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.